Russia's leader ratchets up the tension. Elisa Brady, Fox News. President Putin just sending a draft resolution to Parliament that would suspend Russia's last remaining nuclear treaty with the U.S. hours after claiming his invasion of Ukraine is defense to stop a Western plot to attack Russia.
Putin must not win. That would show that aggression works.
NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg also urging Russia to reconsider its decision on the START treaty, though Russia's foreign ministry says they will still respect the treaty's caps on nuclear weapons. President Biden saying the U.S. and NATO will continue to stand with Ukraine during a speech in Poland.
He said Russian President Vladimir Putin's arrogance has his troops staring at defeat.
He thought we would roll over. He was wrong. The Ukrainian people are too brave. America, Europe, a coalition of nations from the Atlantic to the Pacific. We were too unified.
President Biden says as this war marks 1 year, the resolve backing Ukraine remains strong and is committed to preserving its freedom.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The federal government is pledging not to leave residents behind after a toxic train derailment in Ohio.
After drinking water straight from the tap, EPA Administrator Michael Regan telling residents in East Palestine that local, state, and federal efforts there are transitioning from emergency to the cleanup phase amid continuing concerns over health and safety.
We're going to work together day by day for as long as it takes to make sure that this community feels at home once again.
Also saying that Norfolk Southern Railway will pay for the mess that it created.
Fox's Jeff Panasso. The EPA ordering the railroad to clean up and foot the bill or face fines. Meantime, the state opening a free clinic for residents with health concerns. Norfolk Southern says it's been paying for cleanup and will continue to do so. A big sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow down 643, an hour to the close. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The family of Malcolm X just announcing a $100 million lawsuit accusing New York, the federal government, the FBI, and CIA, and investigators are fraudulently concealing evidence from the men wrongfully convicted for his assassination. The U.S. Supreme Court hears a case against a tech giant.
Over 7 years after Noemi Gonzalez was killed in the 2015 terrorist attacks in Paris, her family making the trip to D.C. hoping for action.
To see the pain that my wife is going through, and hopefully this will change the internet.
Her stepfather, Jose Hernandez, and the legal team allege Google, owner of YouTube, allowed the Islamic State group to incite violence and recruit by posting accessible videos. The Supreme Court is reviewing the Communications Decency Act, Section 230, which gives digital platforms certain immunity from some criminal and civil claims. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Arguments are set for tomorrow on whether Twitter can be sued over claims of aiding terrorists. More hackers are hitting a wall with cyber attacks.
Ransomware attacks fell significantly last year, according to the Wall Street Journal, citing federal and cybersecurity officials who also saw a drop in the chances that victims would pay up. 85% did 4 years ago. Today, it's 37%, according to a cyber incident response firm. One ransomware group even having to lay people off as their scam call center lost money. Much of the progress attributed to gangs being disrupted, companies stepping up their defenses, and a decline in crypto values.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Some would-be hackers are shifting strategy, though, moving from schools, hospitals, and public infrastructure to targets that might be easier, including food and manufacturing companies. Recapping the sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow's down more than 600, the NASDAQ down more than 2%. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.